Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I am your old pal, Rob Vernon, and here we go the fuck again. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all angels, my friends. It's not a good day today, but you know, the thing about not having a good day is it will always find a way to, those bad days will turn into good days at some point, most likely. You might not always have the best day. You might not always have the best week. It might sometimes feel like your year is down the shitter. But you know, the fact of the matter is, everything is temporary. The joy, the pain, the happiness, the sorrow, everything is temporary. This too shall pass. And the pain that you're in now, the happiness that you're in now, the joy that you're in now, this will also pass. Change, brothers and sisters, is constant. It is a constant in your life. It is a constant in mine. And though there are things happening in my life that I don't want to happen, change is one of those things that it has to hurt you. It has to crush you. It has to change you. It has to do things to you that you're not ready to have done in order for you to get out on the other side of it, right? And so that's the challenge. How do I do that? How do I get that? How do I do that? How do I bring myself to the other side of this particular issue without losing my ever-loving mind? And sometimes, boy, sometimes you don't completely do that. Sometimes you have to lose your mind a little bit. Sometimes you have to stand your ground. Sometimes you have to, scream and shout and let people know, they can't screw with you. Or, there are a million ways to do it. It just depends on your situation. But a surefire way is to look ahead 5 years and see what you want. And you make a plan and you go for whatever that is. Not just 15 minutes from now. Yes, you have to deal with today's problems, but what is this going to look like in 5 years? Will it matter? Will it change anything? It probably will, or it might not. You don't know for sure what's going to happen in 5 years. You don't know for sure what's going to happen tomorrow. But here's what you do know. You have the opportunity to make better what is in front of you and what you are in front of. So what does that mean? That means, friends, that when you sit down in front of your problems or next to your problems and you begin to listen to yourself, what you have to do is make a decision about the direction that you want to go. No more wishy-washy shit, no more guessing, no more hoping. Just make a decision and move with a bias toward action. You have to. You just have to. And for those of you who are like me, who are like the way that I was, you're people pleasers. You want to just keep the friction low. You want to keep everything easy and relaxed, and you don't want conflict because you're not entirely good at it. Well, you're going to have to get good at it. Is the answer I can tell you. Get better at being in conflict, and don't let it rile you. You have to find a way, and whether that's meditation or exercise or eating right or going to church, whatever it means to you to be in control of your emotions, you have to be. This very morning, someone that's very dear to me lost their shit, and I don't mind when people lose their shit. I'm not myself perturbed by that, because sometimes I lose my shit too. But what I do when I lose my shit, and sometimes I do, it's infrequent, but it happens. When I lose my shit, I don't point it toward anybody at all, really, but anybody that I care about, certainly. When I go off the handle, I never point it at anybody. Right? Because not only am I a giant human, but I'm a person who is not just physically imposing, but I'm also I'm strong. And I don't want to hurt. First of all, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I don't want to hurt anybody physically. Never that. Right? Not for something as simple as a problem that can be solved with words. Right? And some action. But I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to tell you this from the heart of my bottom. If you are in my, if you're in my sphere and we have a good relationship and you lose your shit, don't aim it at me. Because what you will have done at that point is you have, will have aimed your weapon, your anger weapon at me. And now I have to defend myself. And the way that I defend myself is I leave your life forever. You can be fine. I'm not mad even. I will be sad. I will be disappointed. But I will not allow you to point that at me. I've lost my shit, but I've never pointed it at the person, at the people in my life that I care for. And so that's a part of the impetus for me talking to you today a little bit is sort of unburdening what's bothering me. But also it reminds me that you have to make a decision about what you want and who you want to be and who you want to become. Can you make this a process? Can you do this thing? Can you fix this problem? Or do you have to move on? Or do you need some help? Or dig in and figure out what the issue is and then attack it. Don't give the issue an inch. Don't give it a second. Don't even think about another. Don't even think about it another second. Just go do. Just go act. Just go forward. Right? Because when you do that, you tell your body and your body tells your brain and your brain tells your body that this is something that we value and we are going to fix that by moving to the, in this direction. It's as simple as that. Do you value your life and do you value the things in it? And if you do, what are you going to do to make it better in your head, in your heart, in your soul? What are you going to do? You have to have an answer. Boys and girls, you have to have an answer because if you don't, the universe is going to answer for you and you do not want that. You do not want your problem to be solved by somebody else. It's a challenge in many ways because we have the ability to choose our response. So responsibility, right? So when we break that word down, we say responsibility, that means the ability to choose your response to a given situation. And when something extremely frustrates you, which I get frustrated quite a bit, but something extremely frustrates you and you lash out because of that frustration, you have to take care. You have to take care with what you do with that. With that anger and with that malaise, you have to take care of that, right? And so, if you are in a situation that is burdening your soul, then get out of it, or understand why you're in it and embrace it and seek joy in it. Because here's the problem: if we never look for the joy, we never find it, and most of the time we don't look for the joy. And the reason that we don't look for the joy is because we're trained not to. Here's what I mean. We're trained not to find the joy because it's bad for us when we do. It's easier, better, smarter, stronger, faster, whatever, to embrace fear because that's what our brains are trained to do. That's what our brains have evolved to do. Look for danger, look for problems, look for trouble, right? Well, what do those problems look like? What's that trouble look like? Well, that trouble looks like anything from a fight with your significant other, to a problem with your boss, to a job that you hate, to whatever it is. But if you only look for that misery, you will only find that fucking misery. That's all there is to that. If what you look for, you will find. And the brain is great at looking for that. So you have to be purposeful in your actions, brothers and sisters. You have to be focused on finding the good, the plus, the joy, the happy, the positive in your situation. And if there is zero positivity in your situation, then you are, guess where you are? Ask the average Ukrainian about that. Ask the average Palestinian about that. Because that's what that shit looks like. Not, oh, I hate my business, or I hate my job, or I hate my boss, or I hate my girlfriend, or I hate my boyfriend, or whatever. Those are lightweight problems. And it's lightweight bullshit to whine about. It's a fixable thing. Your heart might break. But on the other end of that heartbreak is your stronger you. You might be sad for a while. And on the other side of that sadness is a stronger you. Or you might be happy. And on the other side of that happiness is a better, happier you. It just shows up sooner. That's it. You're not in real, you know, you're not, most likely you're not facing real trouble. Now, you could be facing medical problems, but as the Buddhists say, and I enjoy this, will it kill you? Yes, then don't worry about it because you're going to die. Will it not kill you? Good, because you're not going to die. Everything, you can't worry about the things that you can't fix. So you worry, you control the controllables, you attack the attackables, you fix the fixables, and almost everything is figure outable, everything is fixable, everything is addressable somehow, some way. You like to commiserate with misery, right? You like to talk shit with other people. You like to be in a negative headspace because your brain enjoys that, because your brain is trained, is evolved to keep you out of danger. And by seeing danger, then it knows which way for you to go. But it's not doing you any favors. You have to own your own mind. You have to, when you own your mind, you control what happens within it. Then you control your nervous system and you control your response to it. You engage the ability to control your response to a given situation or stimulus. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. This son of a bitch. Ah! Okay. Or I'm cut off. Now what? Everything. And let me jump into this phrase for a minute because this is one of the most underused phrases ever. Is now what? Say that. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Now what? Oh, I'm going to go after him. Okay, now what? And when you catch him, what are you going to do? Let's say you catch him. Now what? Very much like the question why. Problems that can be addressed with questioning why are we doing these things, right? So if you have a policy at work or your personal policy, well, why do I do this? And then you ask why again. And then you ask why again. By the third why, you don't know anymore. You're not entirely certain. So you have to really consider it, right? But this is the same thing. When you're going to act, you're going to do this thing. Now what? Well, I intend to do X, or I intend to do Y. Whatever the thing is in your life, you're going to do it. Well, good. That's cool. You should do whatever it is you want. But understand the thing that you're doing is causing you stress and strain and trouble and difficulty, right? So maybe don't do it, or maybe do it in a way that that impacts you in a less strenuous way. It doesn't really matter. But what matters is that you are dealing with your shit, okay? And I'm gonna hurt some feelings when I say the next thing, but I'm saying it as much to myself as I am saying it to you. Fucking suck it up. You're not a victim. You live in the United States of America, most likely, or a Western country, most likely, if you're listening to this. And there are people who live in much worse conditions than you and in much worse situations than you who are happy and positive and strong-minded. How did they get that way? They chose to be that way. Okay? You are very likely going to, at some point today, take a shit into clean water. When there are people around the world who don't have clean drinking water. And so I have to say, from the bottom of my heart, I understand your problems And I understand the issues and I understand the challenges because they seem very large. They loom very large. And then they're a product of the things that, you've decided. I'm overweight and I have some issues medically to deal with. It's my fault because I like drive-thrus too much and I eat bad food and I don't exercise the way that I should have. Well, I've changed that and I'm changing that continuously. And I have to make change decisions every goddamn day to do that. Every single day. So when I make those decisions, I'm like, I really want that Big Mac, but I'm also don't want to die. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? What am I doing? What are we thinking about here? Should I have that bowl full of jelly beans or should I not go into a diabetic coma? What is it? What should I? Should I not? What should I do? What should I not do? Do I want to have congestive heart failure in 5 years? What is it? Or do I want to be extra strong? What do I want? And how do I get there? The other side of all of your problems are the decisions that you make and your ability to stick with them. That's it. That's as hard as this stuff gets. You have to fix it. You have to make a decision to fix it, and then you have to follow up on that decision every hour, every single day, and live with the decision that you made, no matter how much the fuck it hurts. Because if you don't, you're going to be paddling in the same dirty lake for decades. And you might even fucking drown there. And nobody wants that. You don't want that. You want a bright, happy life surrounded by the people that you like. It doesn't have to be your family. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm telling you how to get to the point where you can live without the people that you don't want anymore. Or that you don't want at all. Or that you've never wanted in your life. Let those people fucking go. Because whatever version of Medea said, some people are in your life as seasons, right? Some people are there for a minute. Some people are there for an hour. Some people are there for a decade. Some people are there forever. And the forever people are very rare. And sometimes when you have forever people, they're not really forever people because they change so much because they don't know how to deal with the shit that they cause in their own lives. And they turn into miserable assholes and they fire at you bullshit that you don't deserve. But you have it anyway. You deal with it anyway. Because you're the kind of person who does that. Stop it. It's not serving you. Nothing that hurts you in a way that brings you misery, constant misery, nothing like that serves you. So don't do it. But when you are in misery, when you find yourself in misery, put your head down and get through it. Because you are stronger ultimately, and it will make you better down the road. But you have to have a plan, and you have to commit. Here's a goddamn thing. Listen to me, and closely if you can. Lean into the radio just a little bit. Lean closer to the speaker, because I'm going to tell you something that I don't tell too many people at all, but I'm going to start talking more people about commitment. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and kittens, around the fruited plain and across this big blue marble, pay attention to what I'm saying to you. Commit. Commit to yourself. Commit to the one you love. Commit to going out once a week with the people that bring your spirits high. Commit to going on vacations. Commit. Commit to changing the life that you want, your life to be the way that you want it. Commit. If you have a problem with commitment, fuck you. Fix it. Fix the problem. You can fix the problem if you want to fix the problem, but you don't want to because, I'm going to be wishy-washy. And I was that way. I was that way. I don't have any problem making decisions anymore. I fixed that problem. What do you want? I'll go do this because everything is okay. If you don't get the dinner that you want today, you'll get it tomorrow. And if you don't get it tomorrow, you'll get it the day after that. It doesn't make a difference. Go have something. It's about the time you spend with the people that you're around you. Or even better, it's about the time you spend with yourself. Because you have to figure out a way to be the person that you want to be. And sometimes that takes just being alone in a quiet place and working your own thoughts and shit in your own head. Some people aren't meant to be pair bonded with other people. Some people aren't meant to be forever because forever is a goddamn pipe dream that we've been sold years upon years upon decades because, it's bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit. There are 7 billion people in the world and you're telling me yes, they did it back in the day, but you don't have to anymore. I can be across the world in 18 hours, pretty much anywhere. Are you telling me that, oh, there's only one person in 7 billion that is meant for you, and you mean to tell me that you found that person in the same small fucking town that you live in? Get the fuck out of here. It's, look, I know I'm kind of going off base a little bit, but I'm going to tell you this. The focus is here. We are we are engaged now. We have to be engaged. We'll continue to be engaged. We have to change who we are, because you changing who you are to a better person, that makes the people around you better, and the people around them better, and the people around them better. And guess what happens then? Guess what happens then? Joy. Happiness. Things to fix the problem. The good things happen. Right? So, what do we do? How do we do it? What does it mean? I can't tell you exactly how to do it. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that you know the way. And all you need to do in order to figure it out is begin to act. And if the things that you're doing don't feel right, you change them. Because here's what you can do. Flip-flop like a goddamn fish. Who cares? Well, this didn't work, so I'll try something else. I banged my head on the wall, didn't work. I'll try something else. So, you know, I need to go to the eye doctor. So, you know, maybe I'll go have a hamburger. That's not going to help you. But if you need a hamburger, go have a hamburger. But you still got to go to the eye doctor. It's the same problem. It's the same problem. So deal with it. You have to deal with it. You have to make that decision. Decide and go forward. Make the decision and commit to it. And you will find that when you commit to it, you commit for a little while and you figure out it doesn't work. And you change and you commit to that change. And you commit to the next one and the next one. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't make you a flip-flop. It doesn't make you anything. When I hear people talking about politicians, oh, so-and-so is a flip-flopper because they said in 1978 that they didn't agree with gay marriage. Well, nobody did in 1978. It's contextual, you cunt. Of course not. But today they're like, oh, well, I guess Adam and Steve aren't such bad guys, and they probably will adopt some kid, and it'll be a good thing, blah, 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 gay agenda, yada, yada, yada. Shut the fuck up. It is what it is. But be a strong as an oak about your principles, but hold on to the branches like a willow tree, right? Strong ideas loosely held. I want to be focused and strong and committed to whatever this is, but if it doesn't work out, I reserve the right to change. Now, nobody, not really, asked for Madonna to go on tour again, but people are liking it. And you know what? That woman, Madonna Louise Ciccone, her middle name's Louise, look it up. She changed herself a dozen times during her career. And she lengthened her career by a decade. Change of who you are and who you're becoming is key to your own success. So change and commit to that change. And then when it doesn't work, commit to something else. Who gives a shit what they think? Who cares? Who cares? You're not going to be laying on your deathbed going, oh, gee, I wish I made those random internet people happier. Fuck them. Be a decent person, but be a decent person for yourself first. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, I appreciate your time and your attention. Thank you very much for listening to me. Go on and go on and go on. You are excellent. Please keep sending in the emails. Keep talking about this stuff. And if I can do anything, or if I can be anything, or if I can talk about anything for you, please do not hesitate to send me an email, mindchangerspod@gmail, all that kind of stuff. So thank you very much for your time and your effort. I appreciate you. Now go forth and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.